I'm Lori London. The Israeli military has expanded its ground offensive in the Gaza Strip to the densely populated urban refugee camps in the central part of the territory. Residents reported shelling and airstrikes shaking multiple refugee camps. They're now crowded with Palestinians who fled northern Gaza in the early stages of Israel's ground offensive. U.S. President Joe Biden ordered the United States military to carry out retaliatory airstrikes against Iran-backed militia groups after three U.S. service members were injured in a drone attack in northern Iraq on Christmas Day. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The U.S. strikes were carried out at about 4:45 a.m. Tuesday local time, less than 13 hours after the U.S. personnel were attacked. U.S. Central Command says the retaliatory strikes on the three sites destroyed the targeted facilities and likely killed a number of militants.
One of the U.S. troops suffered critical injuries in the attack that occurred earlier Monday. An Iranian-backed militia group claimed credit for the attack. A caravan of migrants continues to trudge through southern Mexico, with some saying they expect nothing good from a planned meeting between American and Mexican officials about the migrant surge at the United States border. U.S. officials are expected to press Mexico to stop more migrants during a scheduled meeting this coming Wednesday. It has political and national security implications for the White House. This is VOA News. Ukraine struck a Russian ship in the Crimean port.